Next week is the Festival of Hanukkah, and this gives us an opportunity, maybe once again, to look at miracle. How do we define, how do we understand a miracle, especially in our days, in our modern and postmodern world, which looks at the importance of science in the world that we live in, understanding our world as well as understanding our soul or religion. And often what we try to do is look for the science behind the miracle. How can we explain the miracle? People have often asked me about the splitting of the sea. This is a miracle, but did it have a natural occurrence? And can we look for that? And is it okay and right to do that? And of course it is. We have a world of religion, of faith, of belief, and we also have a world of science. And they're two worlds. I think they're two different worlds, and I think we can live with both of them. Often what may happen is that because of the importance of belief and faith, people might reject the world of science, which is, of course, difficult for many. The other side of the coin also is that people might look to measure religion by science. In other words, understand religion, understand the world of faith through the eyes of science. That's also an unbalanced, possibly, approach to both these areas. But I wanted to introduce, in a way, the approach of the Maharal of Prague. And I'm going to quote him. The Maharal of Prague says, "Just as there is a natural order to the world, so too is there an order to miracles. For just as it is fitting that the world is conducted according to its nature and laws, so too is it fitting for the Jewish people, in light of its cleaving to a separate world, to have a system of miracles." And so maybe one approach to miracle is that miracle, things that look different, fantastical, that might look on the surface to break nature, be against nature, come from another world, another sphere, another order, the world of faith, the world inside, the world of the soul. And it might mean that miracles themselves have a different order, a different way of being analysed than the world of science. And to apply science to them, it might not be the right way. Rabbi Shagar is a rabbi I'm very influenced by at the moment, or interested in, Shimon Gershon Rosenberg, worth looking him up actually, compares this really to looking at the importance of dreams. How, as he says, dreams, for example, in his quote, often contain far more reality and truth value than objective facts. And dreams have their own different ways of being analysed, different rules, which look very different than the scientific world. And maybe that gives us a way of thinking about miracle, that miracles are a different plane and way of thinking, and not only to be measured by the world outside, the world of science. Have a great Hanukkah.